This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
That's right, we know who got cut this week. Tom Brady. And not in the way that you think, I mean. Welcome to this snowy, quiet Gillette Stadium on this Friday, January 21st. I'm Eric Scalavino from Patriots Football Weekly. Paul and Andy couldn't deal with the snow today, so they're home playing with the kids. Fred went to the dentist, so it's just me and Kevin behind the glass today for this roster report. But as I indicated off the top, yes, Tom Brady did get cut. Not released, but he was in the hospital this week having surgery performed on his right foot, which has been bothering him, depending on the reports you read, anywhere from the last couple of years to the last couple of months. But Tom Brady, the biggest news of the week with regard to the Patriots roster was Tom Brady undergoing surgery. That happened at Mass General this past Thursday afternoon. Reports again were that it was a success. He's doing well as can be expected at this point anyway. He's going to be wearing a boot for the next month and a half, and then rehab will take him anywhere from 4 to 6 months, which should put him in line to be back for the start of training camp, assuming that there is a start of training camp with the whole labor negotiations that are dominating discussions around the league. But that's another story for another podcast. Anyway, Tom Brady, the big story of this week. Just didn't see this coming. The news about his surgery or the way the Patriots season ended, it's sort of a fitting end to this surprising week and this incredibly unpredictable 2010 season, which unfortunately for New England has come to an abrupt end after losing to the Jets last week. So this is our first Roster Report podcast of the offseason. Yeah, exactly. That's how we all feel today, Kevin, and how we've been feeling since Sunday night, I think. Anyway, the Brady news aside, there were some minor transactions that were announced by the team earlier this week. They signed all 8 of their practice squad members who ended the season, plus wide receiver Darnell Jenkins, who was on the practice squad most of the year before injuring his knee, to futures contracts, which means they're signed with the team, but the contracts don't officially take effect until the new league year begins. Normally, the new league year would begin early March, but with the uncertainty around the collective bargaining agreement negotiations, we don't know if that's going to happen or not. So as early as March 4th, those contracts could take effect, or whenever this potential lockout is resolved, those players will be part of the team in earnest for the 2011 season. And those players are, in case you don't keep up with the practice squad, offensive lineman Thomas Austin and Steve Maneri, tight end Carson Butler, quarterback Jonathan Crompton, wide receiver Buddy Farnham, defensive lineman Marlon Favorite, cornerback Thad Turner, and defensive back Ross Ventrone, along with Darnell Jenkins, the wide receiver, as I mentioned earlier. So that's 9 players who've inked futures deals with New England. And hopefully there'll be a future for them in 2011. Again, as we said, when the labor disagreement between the league and its players is resolved. A couple of other little notes for you. With regard to, this is sort of a peripheral roster move, but we do know now some of the, I'll give you the updated 2011 draft board for New England as we know it today. We found out from a report from the Seattle Times that the trade for Deion Branch, which involved a 4th-round pick that New England gave to the Seahawks, was in fact the 4th-round pick that New England got from the Broncos when they traded Lawrence Maroney there earlier this year. So, and this is all on the PFW blog, by the way, so if you know, you want to go and check it out in detail more, it's already up there. But New England currently now has 9 picks in the draft, 1A at 17, 1B at 28, 2A at 33, 2B at 60 overall, 3A at 74, 3B at 92, and then their 4th, 5th, and 6th round picks, we don't know the exact number overall because compensatory picks will be handed out later, and that will affect the order of the draft. So, you know, at this point they have 9 picks. They could get more with the compensatory picks. We won't know that for a little while, though. When we do, we'll announce it. We'll put it on the blog, too, for you, so you can look at that. But as you can tell, we're stretching for news on this first full week of the off-season because the players are gone. The coaches, there are a few of them still lingering around the office. They're heading to Hawaii pretty soon to coach the Pro Bowl, so they won't be around too much either. And the snow keeps piling up in New England, and it just seems like the bad news keeps piling up for the Patriots with this whole Tom Brady thing. You know, assuming there are no complications with his recovery, as there were with his left knee when he got that redone in 2008, 4 to 6 months is the time frame that we're reading about for his return. That's going to affect his off-season workouts, his planned workouts with his wide receivers and other skill position players in the event of a lockout. Deion Branch said the day after the loss to the Jets that if there is a lockout and there is no official off-season program, he and the other receivers and some of the skill position guys had talked to Brady about working out together in the off-season at some point. Now, maybe they will towards the latter end of his rehab there, but I think Deion was saying they would do that sooner rather than later. And, of course, this was before anybody knew about Brady's procedure that he underwent yesterday. So there you have it. That's pretty much all the news of the week here at Gillette. And as this week winds down, we go into our first full weekend. Conference championships are going to be Sunday night. We thought we were going to be in them, but we're not. We'll be watching them, though. Jets going to Pittsburgh at 6:30 Sunday night. And before that, Packers at Bears, 3 o'clock, I believe, is the kickoff for that one. Still can't believe it, Kevin. Still can't believe we're sitting there talking about off-season moves and futures contracts when we should be still covering the AFC title game.
I don't think we're alone in the can't-believe-it realm.
Yeah, and so it's you'll have to forgive me for some of the pauses here in this podcast because I just I'm having trouble. I'm having trouble kick-starting myself into the off-season.
It's been a long week. It's been a lot of processing.
It has.
Information of what happened Sunday, and a lot of us aren't willing to quite do that yet.
No, but part of that processing involves taking stock of the 2010 season and whether or not it was a success in your mind. And to that end, before we go, I need to promote the fact that our first Debate Friday has been up since about 10 o'clock this morning. Paul and I debated whether or not this season was a success for New England. You can join in the discussion, too. Go to patriots.com. The Debate Friday icon is up there. You just click in the story, read our arguments, go to the bottom, vote in the poll, decide for yourself what you think about this past season. And, you know, it won't be the last time we talk about that, but it's the first opportunity we have to do it, our first Debate Friday, which came 3 weeks earlier than expected. But there it is. In the meantime, keep checking the PFW blog. We'll have updates on anything that goes on with the team there. And we'll be posting, starting Monday, position snapshots, which is sort of related to the roster report, because we're going to break down the positions on the roster throughout the next couple of weeks. And I'll have the offensive line coming up on Monday. So look for that in the meantime. Roll the music, Kevin, because we're going to get out of here. Going to go finish shoveling out my home. My car's all set. I already did that, so I'm ready to make a quick getaway. But yeah, but it's starting to warm up a little bit and melt. So I'm going to put a bow on this podcast as you play a little bit of Christmas music there. Enjoy the conference weekend as best you can, and we'll join you next week on the Patriots Roster Report podcast. See ya. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight.
Hi, this is Troy Brown. Download the podcast now. Bingo!